Hey folks, let me tell you something. I had a dream this afternoon during my nap. I'd like to share with you right now through song. Turn her up, boys. Its brain. What's this all about? The action, the drama has got me on my seat's edge all the time. TSN's been on my screen since I read the news last night. If it's true, then can someone let me know?
Christmas before.
Oh,
first,
nice.
First time for me, bud.
Yeah, well, I was at Rock the Universe.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, in September.
Nice. That was a beautiful time.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Got a little rained out, though.
Yeah, I remember that, but it was still a really good set.
Still a good time, though, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, so what is it that you do, man?
I run my own sports blog, and kind of got linked up with, like, ESPN and Sports Illustrated and stuff, so...
Right,
it's gotten kind of bigger, so then I started my own podcast on iTunes.
Right on.
And I'm trying to get, you know, guests, not necessarily sports people, but guys like yourself to come on and talk sports.
I love sports.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You just, let's just shoot the breeze, man, and see what we can get.
All right, dude. I don't know how Huck Nelson's doing right now. I'm like, what's up with y'all?
We're doing pretty good. You know, we're done for the year. Well, we're on a bit of a holiday right now. We wrapped up tour about 3 weeks ago. And home for the holidays, and then, like I said, I'm heading to Florida tomorrow for Christmas, but we pick up again in Virginia on the 28th, so we're pretty excited. We have a new record coming out in February, and it's called Crazy Love, and February 8th, you gotta check it out.
Yeah, I have the single for that. It's great.
Oh, right on. Cool, man.
Where in Florida are you on?
I'm heading to Orlando.
Oh.
My wife's sister lives there, so... We're all heading that way. And that's a first, like I said, so it'll be cool. I'm taking my swimming trunks, Colin.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So we'll see what happens.
I'm sure you can find a heated pool somewhere, so.
Oh, I'm going right in the beach, man.
Hey.
I've had snow every year of my life, so I'm gonna enjoy it.
That's
even if
true.
It's like 40 degrees. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, beach is beach. It's always nice.
That's right.
So and then I know you have a side project going on, the Dumb Boys. That's what I think it to me. So tell me a little bit about them.
It's a band I started a few years ago with my brothers and my dad, and it kind of just started out more as a joke. Like we were just kind of just messing around, jamming one day, and next thing I know, we were booking shows and we were playing shows around our hometown, and now we've kind of played a few shows down in the States, and it's been a blast, man. We have a record that just came out, and basically we're long story short, when I was 15 or when I was 12 years old, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and with help of the Canadian Diabetes Association, they really hooked me up with education and supplies and really trained me on what I need to do to cope with this illness. And so as a way of saying thanks and giving back to them, a dollar from every CD purchase is going towards them finding a cure.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've been following you on Twitter and seeing the updates you post about the raising money for diabetes and awareness, so that's great opportunity. Well, I guess we can get into hockey now, because...
Let's do it.
I guess you're a huge hockey fan.
I got a game in about 20 minutes, too, bud.
Oh, is that when the Flames game is?
No, I'm playing in about 20 minutes.
Oh, you're playing?
Oh, yeah.
It's just kind of like, is it a pickup game, or...?
Yep, always.
Nice. I remember watching the Huck Nelson podcast a couple years ago and seeing one of those...
But I'm on the road with all my hockey gear?
Yeah. That was a good one. So I guess you're a huge Calgary Flames fan.
Man.
So, start off, so I can touch on them a little bit.
Well, you know, I say it every year. Better luck next year, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in the Toronto area, and so you'd think I should be a Leaf fan. But, you know, if you as you've seen the Leafs play in the last, well, let's be honest, 45 years, you've realized that, you know, they're not much to root for. But when I was 6 years old, the Flames won the Cup in 89. And that was the kind of the year in my life where I was just, like, just hooked on hockey. I fell in love with the game, and thanks to Theron Fleury and the beautiful Calgary Flames, I've become probably their most diehard fan ever since I was 6 years old. And, you know, I'm 28 now, and my love is just growing for them.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I've got a garage full of gear and jerseys and equipment and all, everything that Flames paraphernalia up the wazoo. I should open up my own museum, people have told me. Maybe one day, if I get lots of money, I'll do that.
Jersey for every game?
Oh, I have every one of their jerseys except the one from, I think it was 94, the red one with the stripe up the front. It's the only one I don't have. And I don't have the new Heritage one, but I'm hoping Santa will bring me that one for Christmas.
Hey, you're trying out new things in Florida. You never know.
You got to. That's right.
So, yeah, well, right now the Flames are kind of, you know, they're struggling a little bit under 500, but
they're in a bit of a slump right now, yeah.
They're still in the race, as are most teams right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little frustrating to watch them, honestly. But like, I have the same problem every year, let's be honest here. Yeah. But it's my own opinion. I mean, we're sharing each other's opinions here, right?
Yeah.
I think bringing Alex Tanguay back was a beautiful idea. Ole, I thought, was a good idea, but it's just there's something weird going on there. Ole Oakden, I mean, he's added a few points in the last few games, but it's been a slow start for everybody, I think. So I can't give him I can't blame him for everything, but I think we could use a good shakeup. I know Alexei Kovalev is probably getting moved here shortly. Maybe he could suit up for Calgary. Who knows?
Yeah.
Give us Kovalev. We'll give you Ole. See what happens.
Yeah. I mean, one thing about the Flames, though, they have a lot of good vets on their team. So when it comes down to the, you know.
Well, that's the thing. It's all veterans, you know. Like, I think, what was it? I forget what the stat was, but basically more than half their team are over the age of 30, which I think is cool for, like, you know, for veteran stuff. But, like, if you look at a team like Edmonton, who obviously aren't doing so well right now, but even if you think of Chicago in, like, the last couple of years,
yeah,
just a bunch of rookies, it's been amazing what they've done, and it's just kind of cool to see. And, I mean, I don't know if Calgary could do that, but it's definitely something interesting you could try for sure.
Yeah, obviously they have the veterans there to help coach the younger guys.
Yeah,
so
sure.
It's not a problem there.
Yeah. Who have you picked, who are your Stanley Cup picks this year?
You know, I think the Penguins might finally go after it because, I mean, Sidney Crosby's on a tear right now.
Sure is.
I think it's 19 straight games with a point, at least.
Yeah,
so.
Yep, 19 games, that's what it was.
So, yeah, I think, you know, kind of like the Red Wings too because, you know, it was 2 years ago they had a really good veteran team and they're kind of fairly healthy right now.
They'll Pens and Wings again, eh?
Yeah.
I took a different. This was before the season even started. We, you know, me and my buddies back home, we always do our little thing, like our who do you think is gonna win and everything.
Yeah.
This year I picked, which I'm not really sure, but it's still a lot of season left. And mind you, this was before any game had started this year. I picked Atlanta in the East.
Oh really?
And I picked Nashville in the West.
Which Atlanta's an attractive team though.
They're so attractive.
Yeah.
I really like that Nick Bergforce kid. He's awesome.
Yeah.
So, but Tampa's looking pretty good, too. I think they need some goaltending, obviously. But Nabokov's coming back, so who knows what will happen there. But it'll be interesting to see. Unless, like I said, there's a lot of hockey left, so who knows.
Yeah, people around here are really excited for the Lightning right now.
Oh, you're in Clearwater. Yeah, so you're pretty close to Tampa.
Yeah, I'm about 15 minutes away from Tampa. So.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
So are you like a Lightning fan then?
No, I'm basically a Dallas sports fan, so I'm a Stars fan. But
oh, okay.
I mean, I support the Lightning. I like when they do well.
Right on, that's cool.
So.
I don't know anything about Florida. How far is Tampa from Orlando?
It's probably about an hour to an hour and a half.
Oh, really?
Miami is like 5 hours, so that would be, it's a lot closer. Orlando's a lot closer.
Huh. Wait, is Tampa south of Orlando? I have no idea, sorry.
North, I think. It's north, pretty sure.
Okay. I wouldn't mind catching a Lightning game while we're there. I mean, we're going for like 2 weeks almost, so.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Something to.
Tickets shouldn't be that too
check
hard.
Out, you know?
Yeah, and then, oh yeah, I don't know if you're up to date on this new HBO series. I think it starts tonight, actually, the Pins and Caps, kind of behind-the-scenes thing.
Oh, preparing for the old Winter Classic, eh?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think it's called 24/7, and it debuts tonight, actually, so.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah. Because I think they're going after, you watch Hard Knocks at all?
No, I don't watch anything but hockey. I'm being completely honest with you there.
Yeah, that's all right. It's all good. Yeah, basically, you know, it's like behind the scenes, so that should be really cool.
Huh. I'd like to probably check that out. Do you know what time it's on?
Can check real quick. But I don't know, when the Caps have been slumping lately, and some people were saying, yeah, you know, it might be because of the cameras. That are, really? I mean, I guess they've kind
you
of...
You know, that's an interesting theory, because I've been watching this thing on the NHL Network. It's called Oil Change. It's basically the Oilers rebuilding their franchise.
Yeah.
And it's they basically are showing games from, like, even last week or 2 weeks ago, and it's always there. So, obviously, there's a camera crew following them around. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that has something to do with that, too.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised at all, because, obviously, hockey's a lot more low-key than some other sports. You know, you don't have a lot of prima donnas. So, I mean, you have...
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you have all these cameras and expectations. Yeah. And
yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, what was it, 7-0 the other night?
Yeah, I saw that. That was crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Like, how does that happen? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, but it starts at 10 tonight, 10 Eastern on HBO.
Oh, okay.
So.
You have to check that out.
Yeah.
It's on HBO, you said?
Yeah. All right, so you're in Canada right now, you said?
No, I'm actually in Tennessee currently.
Oh, where in Tennessee?
Nashville.
Okay, because I used to live in Tennessee about 2 years ago.
Whereabouts?
It's about 2.5 hours from Nashville, but.
What's it called?
Jackson, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah, sure. I went to the show at the minor league baseball tour y'all had.
Okay, yeah, right on.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm here temporarily. Because I'm going through the whole green card process, so I can't. I actually can't even go back to Canada right now, so.
Oh, wow.
I'm hanging out in Nashville.
And Nashville's a great city to be if you're a musician.
Not bad.
I think it was a while ago you, like, tweeted something about Alex Tengay looking like Luke Skywalker or something.
Does he look like Luke Skywalker?
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, wait, I see that.
Yeah. Tengay's awesome this year, man.
Yeah, he is.
I love him. I'm glad he's back. Him and Renee Bork. Woo!
Yeah, because you have, I mean, you know, Flames have a good goaltender. You know, they have veteran players.
I actually have a lot. I'm pretty confident in their backup, too.
Yeah.
Or Carlson? I mean, compared to Curtis McElhinney?
Yeah.
That guy was an idiot.
Yeah.
So, it's nice to have a little bit of confidence in your backup because, you know, Kipper can't play all 82 games, let's be honest here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the Stars right now because we kind of got our stuff together right now, but...
How'd you feel about Modano leaving?
You know, it was tough to see him leaving, but... You know, I'm glad he can find somewhere else. And
he's like the face of the Dallas Stars, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I kind of saw it coming, though. Let's be honest, the guy's a Michigan boy.
Yeah, he did. I mean, you know, definitely it was a little bit bittersweet, but not heartbreaking.
Sure.
It's not like he's leaving in his prime, so it's not like LeBron James or anything, so.
Right. Cool, man. That's awesome. But, yeah, Tampa's looking awesome this year in the East. Atlanta's, I mean, they're pretty hot right now, too.
Mm-hmm.
With Pavelec, man, that guy's awesome. So, I mean, it's so fun. I guess growing up in Canada, it's so weird to see all these teams, like, in the South, like, all of a sudden just arriving and, like, taking over the game. It's like, whoa, this is so weird. But I kind of get it, you know? Like,
yeah.
Bettman, I mean, I go back and forth on Gary Bettman. But, I mean, I think he's got the right idea for the game, but I mean, at the same time, he wants the game to be the NFL.
Yeah.
And Gary, it's not the NFL. We're the NHL, and I think there's some of the rule changes get a little bit scary. Like, there's no hitting, and like it's getting really ridiculous with the rules they're applying for, like, the, you know, after the whistle play and stuff like that. Back in the day, man, well, I mean, from what I can recall, I mean, or even in the early 90s when I was, like, loving the game so much. It was just so much more aggressive, and I don't want to use the word violent, but it was a little more violent. You know, we all enjoy that. Come on, let's be honest.
Yeah, a little violence here and there never hurt anyone.
That's right.
At least from our standpoint, at least.
It's always nice to drop the mitts of somebody, eh?
Yeah. I remember another thing I was going to ask you. One of the songs on Levi Cloud, I think it was, Ode to Lord Stanley.
Yeah.
Basically, a really catchy song. But, like, tell me how that got on the record and stuff. Like, it's basically a tribute to hockey in the Stanley Cup, so.
Yeah, I honestly don't really know how it made it on the record, to be honest with you. That's actually, that happens with a lot of songs. Because, you know, as a songwriter, you have a billion songs on the go, and, like, that someone actually just heard it, and like, yo, you gotta, oh, is the producer heard it? He's like, are you putting that on the record? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, I think you should. I'm like, what? No, I don't think so. That's on there. So it's just one of those like random little songs I just made up in like 2 minutes with the Flames. You know, I make songs with the Flames all the time. There's little subliminal messages in a lot of our songs with the Flames, so hoping they'll pick it up and use it on their for their games. Hasn't happened yet. Keep waiting though.
Yeah, maybe come out with a...
Into the Calgary Flames. I think it'd be beautiful.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll put that...
They have to play one of the songs at least. Come on.
Yeah. I love how you played that at Rock the Universe. The Odeworks.
Yes. The Dunn Boys are working on a cover of the hockey song.
Oh, really?
On top of Tom Connors?
Yeah.
We're working on a cover of that.
Nice.
I don't know if we'll have it ready for you, though. But we'll send it over to you.
Yeah, definitely. Check that out. So you said the new record comes out, Huck Nelson record comes out in February?
Yeah, February 8th.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've got to hear it. Sounds pretty good. We just finished a video as well and kind of wrapping things all together for that. So it's been a...
All right, is there only one single out? Crazy Love, that's the only single out right now?
Yep, that's the current single. Yeah, when, like I said, we just did a video for that song as well.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty fun.
And maybe you can get a video on the Flames Home Ice.
There you go.
I'm sure they'll allow that.
I tried wearing a Flame shirt in the video, and they didn't think it would be good for licensing. They're like, I don't know if I'll allow that. I'm like, oh, come on.
And maybe you can get them to endorse you.
That's right. Send me a new jersey every year, a couple free tickets.
Yeah, see all these NBA teams, they when they're trying to sell tickets kind of midway through the season, they'll get like some players to make some goofy video to get fan attraction and stuff, you know? So
I'm telling you, man, like all over the states, wherever we're playing, if it's like even Louisiana... We play there, and there's like groups of kids wearing Flame shirts, and they only like the Flames because of me. I'm telling you, I'm a good endorser for the Calgary Flames.
Yeah.
See, it's like the magic word to get my attention.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
Gotta get a little hockey environment going.
That's right.
Because I don't really know of any diehard celebrity hockey fans so much as you do others.
None of the other guys even care about hockey. And it's just,
yeah, the thing is, all the other, you have all these big Laker fans and stuff, but those are all bandwagoners, like.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely not Fairweather, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. If you're, the thing about hockey, there's not, like, a good bandwagon to jump on, really.
Yeah,
really seen.
It's true. I mean, the other guys in the band, they don't really follow it. They'll, basically, Colin, what I do is, I don't require a lot on the road, but that's one thing I do require is a center ice package on the bus. So whenever we're traveling, I can still watch my hockey. Yeah, and the guys will jump on board around the playoffs.
And,
you know, but they don't really know anything, so that's fine.
Everyone loves little playoffs, any sport.
That's right. Yeah, but I never got into football. The other guys are trying to get into that. I have a hard time with it. There's too many whistles. And
yeah.
I mean, they're like, why don't you like football? You can watch it and the guys hit each other. I'm like, yeah, they call that hockey, and it's much better and more fast-paced. You know.
That does surprise me. A lot of people who like football don't really like hockey that much.
Yeah, it's
it's kind of the same thing at least. It's very similar at least.
Did you grow up with hockey though?
No, I didn't.
How did you get into it?
I kind of I actually really have an eye for sports and stuff. Really interested in all that. So I mean, obviously football and basketball and that stuff was kind of what I grew up with. But I got into hockey. Really getting into the NHL and stuff.
Right on. Did you grow up in Texas or how did you become a fan of like sports
team? Yeah, I was born in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
And I think lived there about 2 years and then moved to Austin, Texas for 3 or 4 years.
Right on.
And then from there moved around. So I was in Texas about first 5 years of my life, but
gotcha.
Always had an attraction to those teams down there. So
right on. So do you play hockey at all?
Not organized, but we did play in my younger years, like pick up hockey and stuff.
There you go. It's the best.
I actually played probably last week. My church gym. We have a bunch of hockey sticks and get a tennis ball or something.
Oh yeah, it's the best, man.
So I mean, and there are kids playing. They would come out and they're like, "Oh, this is no one likes hockey. It's gonna be boring." And then they go out and they start running around like, "This is the best thing I've done all week."
That's funny. Yeah, sometimes, like when I'm in Tennessee, where we live here in Tennessee, there's a bunch of neighborhood kids, and they all live in Michigan.
Oh.
And we sometimes go out there, and we'll shoot the hockey ball around or whatever. And, you know, but it's weird because I'm like, I'm kind of an adult, you know, I'm 28 years old,
yeah.
You know, I have responsibilities, but when I was out on tour, I guess one of the neighbor's windows broke, someone smashed one of the windows, yeah. And I got blamed for it, and I'm like, come on, man, like, I'm not 10, like, if I broke a window, I'd, like, tell somebody, you know?
Yeah.
When I got off the road, they came and I got a knock on the door, I was like, did you break the neighbor's window? I'm like, what, no?
Yeah.
It turned out, like, some 8-year-old kid, and he did it, but now... Like, we got in trouble and we're not allowed to play hockey anymore.
Wow.
I feel like I'm 12.
So that's something.
So, anyways, that's my story.
Hey, so you were thinking about going to a Lightning game while you're down here?
Well, I'd like to, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whenever we're in Florida, it's like we're there for like a day and then we have to leave right away. So this, I'm like, I've never been to Florida for this long. We're going for like 11 or 12 days, so... That's a lot of time.
A lot of family
time right there. So I might want to, you know, catch a game before the break, you know?
Yeah. Stay in the loop.
So we've got the CFL, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The Argonauts. Actually,
yeah, I do. I watch a little bit. Obviously, we don't get it on TV here, but I watch a lot of YouTube highlights and stuff.
Gotcha.
Dude, CFL is crazy, though. It's definitely underrated.
It seems a little more quicker to me. So.
Yeah.
A little wider field. Less downs.
Really? Have you ever been to an arena football game? Or it's like,
we played at one once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was in, I think it was in Denver. Or no, Arizona.
Another thing I was going to ask you is like, you know, Toronto has like a baseball and basketball team too. So like, I mean, you may not really be into it, but how is most of the people like with the Raptors and Blue Jays, like, do they really, are they fans or are they just kind of ignore them?
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, I used to love the Jays. Like, we used to go to the Skydome all the time and go...
Skydome's so awesome.
Watch the Jays play, and I actually cried when they won the second World Series, and they're back-to-back. Was it 92, 93?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually locked myself in the bathroom and cried. I was so happy.
Yeah.
But, like, it's weird because, you know, I don't go to Jays games too often anymore, but, like, if I'm flipping to the TV channels or whatever, I'll see the Skydome, or whatever they call it now, Rogers Center or whatever, just Rogers Dome? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it always looks so empty now. It's a little scary. But and then for the Raptors, I know nothing about basketball. Yeah. I know we have a basketball team, and I've never ever seen them play. But someone's going to the games, obviously. So good for them.
That's true. All right, dude. Well, I'll let you go get to your hockey game.
That's right. I'm gonna go throw down now.
I know you will.
Good talking to you, Colin. Thanks for doing this, man.
You too. Thanks for coming on, Jason. Had a blast.
Hey, it was my pleasure. It's fun. I love talking hockey.